Chapter 4. The next morning, Felice and I took a late breakfast of oranges and toasted bread smeared with soft cheese. Annetta joined us, standing at the end of the table to fold some freshly washed linen into a basket. I'd already sounded a few scales in my room, and was relieved that my throat seemed no worse for the wear. No one seemed to realize that I'd been out of the house half the night. I decided to keep the distressing incident to myself, at least for now. Father had just set off for the Mendicanti with Grisella in tow. Annetta told us Father took the girl to work with him several times a week. She was included in the keyboard lessons that he taught, then joined the other girls for voice lessons. "Although you wouldn't know it from the passages Grisella plays and sings for me," Annetta shook her head in perplexity as she left her folding to gather dirty dishes onto a tray.
"She just doesn't seem to make any progress. Sometimes I don't think she's even interested in music. If she would just work at it, she could have a very pretty voice, maybe even better than her brother's."
Annetta gave me a teasing smile, licked orange juice off her fingers, and headed toward the kitchen with the tray balanced on her hip. At Annetta's insistence, Father planned to return home in the afternoon and collect Felice before going to his daily coffeehouse gathering. Throughout our meal, my friend vacillated between sunny anticipation and panicky foreboding at the thought of meeting the Venetian musicians. I watched as he moodily chased breadcrumbs around the tablecloth with a flicking forefinger. Felice's thick hair was still damp from his morning wash and fell in curls over his forehead. With his flushed cheeks, he would have looked the picture of health and happiness, except for the strain evident in his eyes. With a tight smile, he